Hello and welcome to Let's Talk About It podcast. I am your host, Apostle Rosemary of RCN Ministries and OSGA Apostolic Network, along with my awesome, wonderful husband, Apostle Herbie, who also co-hosts our podcast, Let's Talk About It. On today, we want to come forth and we just want to encourage each and every one of you that are listening to the sound of our voice on this morning. And to just tell you that God has so much more in store for you. The topic on today is we're just going to talk with you and encourage you from some scripture. And the topic that the Lord has given us today is to tell you to just enter in. Huh. My God, you know, so many times we know that God has opened up a door or God has a blessing with our name on it. God has a tailor-made blessing that goes along with your tailor-made process. Somebody needs to write that down. God will give us a tailor-made blessing after we have endured a season of testing and a tailor-made process. Why am I saying that? This is why I'm saying that. Because when you look at Joseph, even though he was a dreamer and he had all of his brothers, you know, when they betrayed him and they sold him into slavery, it was because of the favor that the father had for him. And he had given him the coat of many colors. And he stood out among all of the other children. Why? Because his father also loved his mother the most. So there are some people that are watching you, that are watching if you're living what you preach, if you're actually being a child of God, how you're treating people, how you're doing people, the way that you carry yourself. Are you saved when you're in church, but then when you're outside of church, how do you react to people? Do people really see you and understand and know without you announcing that you are a child of God? Do people really see the God in you? When they see you, do they see God? When they hear you speak, do they hear God speak? Ah, your characteristics, your attributes, everything should line up with the word of God. In 1 Corinthians 11 and 1, it says to follow me as I follow Christ.
Come on now.
We need to get this thing straight. In 1 Corinthians 9 and 23, it says that I will become all things to all men so that I may win some. Mm-hmm. So we need to understand if they're under the law, then guess what? We have to get down to where they are so that they can comprehend, that they can understand where we're coming from. And they can understand, you know, you cannot go to someone who is a baby or someone who does not really know the doctrine. They do not know the word of God. And you cannot preach to them like they're a theologian. We're going to get some help here. I'm trying not to preach this. I'm just trying to encourage you. And then Apostle Herbie is going to jump in here in a few minutes. But we need to understand something. That's why it does not matter how many scriptures you can quote. I want to know, can you apply the word to your everyday life? Do you know how to treat others? Yes. Do you know how to love the unlovable? Mm. Do you have an unconditional love for all men? Do you love me when you see me, but as soon as I leave, you forget about me? Do you tell me that you're going to pray for me? And as soon as I'm not on the phone or I'm not in your presence or I'm not asking you to pray for me, you just say to yourself, It's a thought that's just gotten away. You've forgotten about me. No, that is not what God has called us to do. The Lord has called the anointing of our lives to be a magnet. We are a magnet for the things of God to move, to flow, to act, to have our being, to breathe. Oh my God. And to walk into doors that no man can shut. We need to understand something. When we are a magnet attracts everything around it. So I ask you today and I challenge you, who are you attracting and what are you attracting? Are you attracting the good things in life? Are you attracting good attitudes? And are you attracting kingdom connections and relationships? Or are you connecting those that are just connected, that are parasitic appendages, those that are holding on because they need something, those that are leeches that are sucking you dry and you're becoming spiritually anemic. And then all of a sudden you wonder why your prayer life is no longer. You wonder why you're not consecrating like you used to. You wonder why you're not fasting like you used to. I'll tell you why, because you, my friend, my woman and my man of God, you have picked up a spiritual leech, a spiritual parasitic appendage. They're good at taking from you and drawing from you, but no one's pouring into you. No one is refilling your cup. Everybody wants something, but no one wants to come and dig down into the trenches. No one wants to get dirty. No one wants to get into polluted stuff. No one wants to weigh out into contaminated waters where those that are lost and win the souls at any cost for the kingdom of God. I did not come to preach today, but I came to encourage you with Apostle Herbie. According to Revelation 3:8, it says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Come on, somebody. The Lord is saying in Revelation 3:8, and we still got more to read in 8. But the Lord is saying in this first text here, he says, I know thy works. In other words, I know you. I know you in your rising up, and I know you when you're falling down. I know you when you're doing good, and I know when you're going through something. But I know you. Not only do I know your works, but behold, I see you. There is nothing hidden from me. If you made your bed in hell, guess what? God says I will still be there.
Come on.
The word of God says in Revelation, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength. And has kept my word and has not denied my name. I've come to tell someone on today, just look up. You are standing under an open heaven. The Lord says, anything you ask in my name, I will give it to you. Why? Because the word says, if you be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. Somebody gonna get some help this morning. My God. We need to understand something. I know you got just a little bit of strength left. I know you're able to continue this race, but God says, even though thou has a little strength, guess what? I see you. I know you. I know your works. Why? Because you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. Everywhere you go, people know that you're a child of God. Why? Because you represent I am. You represent God. You represent the kingdom. You walk in royalty. You have a different stature about yourself. You carry yourself a different way. People are drawn to you. When you open up your mouth, every word that proceeded forth out of your mouth is a blessing to the listeners and the ears of those who hear you. The Lord is saying on today.
Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8, the Amplifier. I know your deeds. See, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. For you have a little power and have kept my word and have not renounced or denied my name.
My God.
God is saying, he opened a door. It's time for you to walk in.
Yes, God.
It's time for you to go in. God is saying, he give you power. He give you power. So, be obedient. Be obedient and obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
Obey. He open the door for you. Yes, son. It's time for you to walk in the door.
Yes. You don't have to wait for an invitation. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, as Apostle Herbie was talking, access granted. Behold, there's been doors closed in the past. And the Lord thy God says, for I have closed those doors. And I have strategically put you into the midst of a process in order to purify you. In order to get you to a place in that I shall get all the glory, that you understand that you did not do this, but it was my favor. Why? Because my grace is sufficient, God yes. says. He says, you didn't do this. People are drawn to you because of I am resides in you. The Lord says, it's nothing that you've done. You're not so wonderful. You're not so spectacular. It's not about you, but it's about me, saith the Lord thy God. Oh, my God. When God says, I've opened a door for you, baby, stop waiting to be invited in. Open up the door. Walk in. Don't wait to be invited to sit at the table. Just sit down and dine. Begin to feast right there, because God has given you the ability. God has given you the authority, and God has put a mandate on you to be able to pour in this hour and in this season. We have entered into a time of overflow. We've entered into a time of exponential growth spiritually. We've entered into a time and a season that every door that God says, I close it to protect you. I close it to shield you. Yes. I close it to keep you from becoming contaminated and polluted and compromising your walk with me, saith the Lord thy God. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, and it says, this is the NLT translation. It talks about the call of Abraham. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your native country and your relatives and your father's family, and go to the land which I will show you. See, we've got to understand something. Everybody that is connected is not covenant. Everybody that's riding with you is not there for the right reason. You know, there is a season God will allow you to pour. But God says in this season, not only all of the times you've poured out, God says, I'm replenishing you. I'm restoring you. I'm renewing you. And God says, I'm filling you to overflow again. And in this season, not only will you overflow, men and women of God, but the Lord says you're going to spill over onto the saucer. Ah, thank you, Jesus. My God, help me, Jesus. We need to understand something, that the Lord will cause you, just like he's talked to Abram. He talked to Abram and he told him to leave his native country, leave your relative and your father's family, and go to the land which I show you. See, you know what? You're not ready for promotion in the kingdom yet. You're not ready until you're ready to walk away from everything, until you're ready to give up everything, until you're ready to release everybody and say, God, if I have to go by myself, God, if I have to pray by myself, God, if I got to consecrate and fast by myself, God, if I've got to leave everything that's familiar to go after what you told me in a foreign land, Lord, even if I don't know the language and the dialect, God, God, I'm going to obey your will. Obedience, as Apostle Herbie says, is better than sacrifice. It's in the word. You ought to take a look. Verse 2 says, I will make into you a great nation. See, God can't do anything great until you first follow his instructions. Leave what is familiar. Leave your comfort zone. Apostle Herbie and I over a month ago preached a sermon on our global church services. And the title of that was Get Comfortable Being Uncomfortable. And let me tell you something. It's something about being uncomfortable. It's almost like a Damascus Road experience. It's almost like being Saul, where you're out here and you're going down to Damascus, and all of a sudden the light comes on. You know, you've had some things in your past that were not kosher. You've had some things in the old man that was not you, because you become a new creature. Behold, all things, when you become a new creature, guess what? The old man passes away, and behold, all things become new. But we look at Saul on the Damascus Road, and Saul, when he is blinded by the light, he couldn't see nothing. Mm-hmm. He couldn't feel, he didn't know which way he was going. I could just imagine Saul, who had been persecuting Christians, walking alone trying to feel his way. But then the word of God came to him and told him to go to a home of a man called Ananias. And when he got to Ananias, the Lord had already told Ananias who he was getting ready to send him. Somebody need to catch this. You see, God will never send you anywhere that he hasn't already prepared the atmosphere to receive you. Somebody need to grab that. When God gives you a job, the atmosphere is already conducive for you to be able to walk in your kingdom stature, walk in your kingdom authority, walk in your kingdom principles. In the godly attributes in you. We need to understand that before God did anything, he will first prepare the environment that you are going to habitate, that you're going to thrive in, that you're going to be able to live in. My God, this is what God does. So when he got to Ananias Ananias was there, and just imagine Ananias knowing who Saul was and knowing what Saul's reputation was, and the Lord is sending him to me that I may lay my hands on his eyes and the scales would fall off that he would receive his sight. So, you know, that thing right there, let me tell you something. If you're not really in a place with God and you knew that Saul had been persecuting and killing Christians and doing all of these things, and all of a sudden, this is the same man who you've got to lay your hands on, who you've got to allow God to use you for him to regain his sight. You see, the Lord had to take the natural from Saul in order to give him the supernatural. That's good right there. That's good right there. And then the Lord begins to tell Abram, remember Abram before his name was changed to Abraham, I will bless you and make you famous. In other words, I will give unto you a great name and you will be a blessing to others. Verse 3 says, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All families on earth will be blessed through you. You see, what God is getting ready to do for you men and women of God, listen to me closely. God is getting ready to bless you 10 and 20 generations back. What your forefathers did not receive, I hear God saying recompense. This is your hour of recompense. This is your hour of restoration. And this is your hour of release. My God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus.
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, it deals with Abraham's journey to Egypt. Mm-hmm. Now, in Haran, the Lord has said to Abram, go away from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house, mm-hmm, and the land which I show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, how? Abundantly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God.
Abundantly, and make your name great, exalted, distinguished, and you shall be a blessing, a source of great good to others. And I will bless. Do good for benefits those who bless you, and I will curse that is subject to my wrath and judgment. The one who cursed, despise, dishonor, has contempt for you. And in you, all the families, nation of the earth will be blessed.
Listen. We have come to tell you on this morning, it does not matter who's against you. It does not matter who has contempt against you. It doesn't matter who lies on you. It doesn't matter who tries to put their mouth of judgment on you. Because if God be for you,
who can be against you?
My God. My God, we don't have to worry about it. Yes. Let them despise me. They despise Jesus.
Come on,
let
now.
Them try to dishonor me. They tried to dishonor Jesus. Mm. Let them have contempt for me. They had contempt for him first.
Yes,
if
sir.
They hated Jesus, they will so hate you.
Yes, Lord.
But I'm going to tell you, let God exalt your name. Let him abundantly bless you. Let him put you among distinguished men and women of God as a great good source to others. Yes. Let God be God,
let
my Lord.
God be God.
Deuteronomy 11, 28 to 26, excuse me. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28. Yes. Go ahead, Apostle.
Behold, today I am setting before you a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to and obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today. And the curse, if you do not listen to and obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I commanded you today by following, acknowledging, worshiping other gods which you have not known.
Men and women of God, please hear Apostle Herbie and I when we say this. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it.
Come on now.
But he's saying today, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Are you going to go after the curse and walk in disobedience? Or are you seeking the face of God? Are you going behind the blessings that he has set before you? I want to ask you, it does not matter what man says or what man does, because God has already said to listen and obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today. We have come to tell you, set aside anything that is not of God. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. God's got blessings upon blessings and upon blessings. You cannot enter in that state. You cannot enter in walking in rebellion. You cannot enter in lying. You cannot enter in when you are a professing man or woman of God, but your heart is filthy. Your heart is a heart of stone. You know what? We need to get like David. David cried out to God and said, created me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Ask God on today. Do a self-examination. God, you've beset beside me all this time. You've walked with me. You've talked with me. In many instances, God, you've had to carry me when I was too weak. Because when I'm weak, though, you are always strong, God. Lord, I ask you this day, God, to forgive me if there is anything I have done against thee, God. Lord, I ask you to rend my heart and not my garment. Lord, I ask you to purge me with hyssop. Oh, God, take the coal and put it on my lips. Lord, let every word that proceeded forth out of my mouth, let it be of edification unto you, God. Lord, let it bring glory unto you, God. Lord, I don't want to be this way, God. If I'm walking contrary to your will, God. Lord, I ask you to pour me out, God. Lord, put me on the brazing altar. Father, let me hold on. Let me be the sacrificial lamb, God, to kill this flesh. Your word told me, God, crucify the flesh daily is what we must do. God, so I ask you, when you lay me on the brazing altar, Lord, let me grab a hold to the horns of the altar. Let me cry out to you, Father, Abba, Father, because God, I know you intimately, God. God, I love you, Jesus. I will obey, God, your will. God, I will enter in every door you've opened. God, you said to us today to tell the people, just enter in. It doesn't matter how it may look. It doesn't matter how it stretches you. It doesn't matter that you had to step outside your comfort zone. It doesn't matter that you feel as though you're in an arena that's outside of your normal dialect, outside of your normal, what you've been used to doing. If you've been like me in the medical field for over 32 years, and all of a sudden God shifts you and opens up a door of favor, and he begins to put you in an arena with awesome men and women of God, that they don't have to tell you that they know God, but you can look at them and you see the I am in them. They don't even have to open up their mouths, but you see I am in them. They represent the kingdom. And God says, I wanted to put you with kingdom-minded people that are like-minded just like you. This is your time. This is your season. Don't give up. Don't get weary in well-doing. Keep pushing. Keep pursuing God. Run after God with everything you know how. Matthew 6:33 says that we are to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And then these things shall be added unto you. What things are those? Whatever you're in lack of, whatever you're in need of, whatever you need, just tell God about it. But you know what? As you seek the face of God, you're going to find his hand. As you seek the face of God, you're going to find his will. As you seek the face of God, he's going to lead you directly to your purpose after you've gone through your season of testing and process. God says, I'm going to lead you to your purpose, and your purpose is going to lead you to your destiny. And what is your destiny? Your destiny reveals the mandate that God has bestowed upon your life for the people of God and for all men to know him through you, because you're evidence. You are an epistle. You are the word of God made flesh and dwelling among his people. That's who we are. We're living epistles. Our life is speaking. Listen, I challenge you all today. before I turn this over to Apostle Herbie to say this. You know what? When you look at an obituary, you see Alpha and Omega, or you see sunrise to sunset. But in between those two words, you see a hyphen, just a dash. And you know what that dash represents? That dash represents your life from the time that you're born until the time you take your last breath and give up the ghost. So I want to challenge you on today to say, what is it that you've done? Have you been poured out like Apostle Paul talked about, like a drink offering? Every day we are to pour upon the people of God. And you know, Dr. Miles Monroe said this in an interview. He was asked by the interviewer, he says, what is it that you want everyone to remember when you're gone, Dr. Miles Monroe? And he looked at the man that was doing the interview. He said to him that when I die, I want to die empty. And that was not even a month, maybe 2 months, if that, shorter than that, possibly. But it was close to the time that he died in the plane crash, him and his wife and some others. And you know what? Dr. Miles Monroe, he understood his mandate. He understood that it was time, that when his time was to come, he wanted to make sure, like he said in that interview, that he poured out and died empty, that he'd given the world everything God had given him for the world. And even at that, Dr. Miles Monroe wanted to be able to let people understand that everything God has bestowed upon you and everything God has placed in each and every one of us, we cannot take it with us. Let us finish the work that God has put in us. Let us make sure that we pour out everything God has given us unto the people in a dry and thirsty world. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn this over to Apostle Herbie to close.
I just want to leave you with this. Remember, we are peculiar people. In 1 Peter 2:9 say, but we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Amen.
Remember that we didn't come to fit in. We come to stand out.
Yes.
So what we have to do is trust God in everything that we do. And remember, I remember just entering.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you and God keep you this morning. May God's grace shine upon you. Again, I am Apostle Rosemary. I am the host of our podcast, Let's Talk About It, along with my husband, Apostle Herbie. He is the co-host, and we are also the apostles and apostolic overseers. We are a fivefold ministry that is active, alive, and functioning, and operative in the things of God. We are kingdom. That's who we are. We are not a denomination. We are kingdom. So we want to thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for our rankings around the world, especially in Africa, because we're ranking in the top 40s. We thank God. We give God all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. Have a great day. We love you, and God bless. Until next month.